Well, Wisconsin unemployment has been better than the national average. There are some areas of the state that deal with unique economic challenges.
Many of the state's northern counties face hurdles that cities like Madison or Milwaukee don't have to think about. Officials from the region came together recently for the first ever Grow North Strategy Forum.
The meeting brought together business owners, educators, and government leaders to talk about the challenges and plan for the future. Joining us now is Tom Still, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council, who attended the first Grow North Strategy Forum. Tom, welcome back to Central.
Oh, pleased to be here.
Well, Tom, what is the Grow North Strategy Forum setting out to do?
The Grow North Strategy Forum is really setting out to try to identify a few key areas where that regional economic development group can focus in the coming years. They are a multi-county group, and so they're really trying to look for solutions to economic challenges and opportunities in those counties that really cut across lines of economic growth and workforce and just some specific things that are unique to that region.
Well, let's talk about some of those specific things unique to the region. What kinds of things broadly is this forum looking at?
This meeting really tried to focus on the notion that certain natural resources, forest products and paper, are key to the region, and how to do a better job of sustainably harvesting that resource, which is historic in Wisconsin, overcoming some hurdles that are in place around that, and making sure they can get that product to market, which is often a challenge around rail because trucking isn't always the most efficient way to do it. And finally, the workforce itself as it relates to forestry and paper products, which, like many workforces in Wisconsin, is aging and needs to be replenished. They also spent a lot of time talking about broadband. Broadband is an issue of deep concern in much of rural Wisconsin, and especially in the North Woods, because that connectivity is so essential to everything, whether it be education, health care, economic growth, e-commerce, manufacturing, you name it. Broadband really applies to just about any industry you can find in that region.
Now, in terms of who's involved here, this is a 11 counties and different groups of people. Who's coming together and where are they from?
This group was made up of a mix of folks from the education world, for starters, and by that I mean K through grade. There were folks there who represented school districts and technical colleges and really focused on all of the educational spectrum. There were people there who were, I would call, economic development professionals. And of course, people from business who were very engaged in the conversations. I would say it is centered in Oneida and Vilas counties, but it really runs pretty much up to the border with Michigan and east to the Green Bay region.
Now, you were talking about the forest products and paper industry. How important is that industry to those nine counties?
It's very important. In Wisconsin overall, if you look at the manufacturing sector, roughly 12 to 13% of all jobs, wages, and shipments are tied up in forest products or paper products. So it's a big segment overall, and in the North Woods, of course, it's bigger because that's where a lot of the resources are, and it's a historic strength in Wisconsin, of course, and one that as we move forward is going to remain important.
Now, I know the group also talked about attracting and retaining talent to that region. Why has that been difficult?
Well, I think it's difficult pretty much anywhere you are in Wisconsin, with a few exceptions. And the reasons for that are that demographics, don't always work in our favor. We're a slightly more aging state than some others. Our immigration rates are somewhat lower, and we have reached the point where it's just going to be difficult to replace all of the workers who are aging out of current jobs. In fact, the estimate is that over the next 10 years, there will be at least 1 million jobs that have to be filled over that time span in Wisconsin. And the workforce is not expected to grow at that rate. So in the North Woods, there are probably more challenges just from out-migration and not enough in-migration to replace that. And so I think as they move ahead, they really should focus on the fact that it's a great place to live. It has the right culture and resources and can be attractive to young people. So while it's a statewide issue, it's no less severe in the North Woods.
Now, going forward, what are some first steps that you see Grow North taking to try to address some of the issues we were just talking about?
Well, I think that will be up to the leadership of that organization. But I do believe they will focus on making sure that the educational system is attuned to meeting the needs of industry, and that industry is attuned to understanding what the requirements are. I think they will also focus on being an attractive place to live, work, and play. I think broadband will remain a huge part of the formula because in order to have a more diverse workforce and a younger workforce, those connections are necessary. And so there's already been some strong progress, especially in Vilas and Oneida counties, around getting better broadband connections, and I expect that to continue. And finally, I think they'll take a look at on the natural resources side of making sure that there is good access to the timber lands in the region and really strong connections on the transportation side to get that product to market.
And we leave it there. Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you bet, Veronica.
That was Tom Still discussing a recently formed coalition aimed at overcoming economic hurdles in northern Wisconsin. It's called Grow North.